you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
We end stay up all night, walking the floor, tormented by fear. I've got the power to win in life. I'll be alright. Yeah. God, you promised me.
Tremble at your feet, for death you have defeated.
Have been ringing this morning. We've had a number of calls coming in, but we are just kind of, I don't know if we got stuck somewhere along the way or what, but right now we're still trying to deal with this $147,000. You ever get stuck in a car?
I matter of fact, I was considered that when I went home last night.
Getting stuck?
Yeah, I parked where I wouldn't be stuck in case it rained overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, you know, every once in a while we get stuck and you need to call somebody. You call the tow truck, he comes out, he pulls you out.
Oh, yeah, I did that once.
I remember many years ago getting stuck, and the more I tried to get unstuck, the stucker I got. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I think everybody understands I became more stuck.
Entrenched.
Entrenched. It's like I was trying to dig a hole to China or something. But we were up on, this was up in Minnesota. I think it's the worst I ever got stuck. We went out to the beach there on Lake Superior. A bunch of guys in the Air Force. We're out there in the car and parked on the sand. And everything was fine until we started to move again.
until you didn't move again.
and when we tried to leave, we put everything in the car and started to go and got stuck, and then, well, mashed the gas a little harder, and the wheels spun a little faster, and the faster the wheels spun, the deeper we dug a hole, and we were all the way, I mean, the axle was sitting on the ground. It was that stuck, and so we had to have a lot of help to get out of that hole that day. Well, right now, we need a lot of help. We're kind of stuck here at $58,853. We're trying to get to that next $1,000 level, and we're $147 away from the next $1,000 level. So we need some help. We need some people that can help lift us out and get us moving again. And if you can do that, there's a phone number to call that will help do exactly that.
And the local number, 772-221-1100, 221-1100, toll-free for anywhere, 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990.
And when you call, we'll get your name and number. You tell us how much you wish to give, and who knows, you just might get us moving down the road a little bit. $147 takes us to 59,000, and we have $136,147 to go to get to where we need to be. Now, this morning we had some matching funds challenges. We don't have any matching funds available right now, but I tell you what we do have. We have the challenge of keeping things going. We don't need to sit here and do nothing. We need to be moving. We need to be headed in the right direction. If we're going to reach our goal and get there on time, we need somebody to help get us moving on right now. So if you can call, make that gift of support. Maybe you've been thinking about it. You've been saying, well, I want to call in when it really is going to help. Well, right now is a time that would really help. 772-221-1100 is our local number, but there's a toll-free number. If you're in Vero Beach, Okeechobee, Belgrade, or Pahokee, Clewiston, Fellsmere, Boca Raton, Hialeah, Miami Lakes, Coconut Creek, Pembroke Pines, wherever you might be, West Palm Beach, North Palm Beach, the Palm Beach Gardens, wherever you are today, you can call toll-free 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And when you call, we'll simply get your name and address. Tell us how much you wish to give. We'll mail that letter out to you, and it would be a big help to us to hear from you right now. We're going to get back to some more music. Connie's going to take over for a little bit, and hopefully we'll get this $147 taken care of and get to that next $1,000 level. Closer still. That's what we want to be. Closer to where we need to be. You can help. 888-221-8990 is the number.
Your love is so great a mystery, so much to understand. But I want to know that I know you, to see your love firsthand. The only way I can. Of you make me a vessel of worship, lifting up to you all the praises due. Take me deeper, bring me closer to you, take me farther with mercies anew. My heart is restless, but I know.
Closer still. And that's what we need to do, get closer still to our goal. Coming up, Isn't That Me? By Elliot Tucker. Give us a call here at WCNO 221-1100, 1-888-221-8990.
On the news last night, so the story goes, was a runaway bride from the one she chose. With her faith denied, she would run and hide, thinking somehow no one would know. And as I tried to say, how could she be that way? That's when my heart cried. Isn't that me? Isn't that just like me? Hiding away, thinking that he can't see, when in this world only one wish has he. So all the while, eye on the isle, he seeks his child. Isn't that me? Rebel on the run, my only son, thinks that lost is alive and that learning's done. Lays the blame complete at this father's feet for the life his own will has won. And in my thoughts unkind, how can he be so blind? That's when my heart cries. Isn't that me? Isn't that just like me? Hiding my face from what he'd have me see, when in his grace only one wish has he. Father to son, seeking the one brought to his knee. Isn't that me? Seek, don't see, for what might be inside myself. Sins confessed, we see them best in someone. Isn't that me? Isn't that just like me? And so it goes until that day I see, when I would know what he has done, has he? Arms open wide, no one denied, faultless and free. Oh, can it be? For whom was it done that he gave his son? He welcomes the one. Isn't that me?
Oh God, we have not heard. ourselves in the devil's slavery. Dishonor God without blasphemy. And think it's funny and cool. We live our lives without caution. We do good deeds based on who's watching. Well, judgment day is fast approaching. Better get it right with God. Oh God, we have ears but have not heard. Oh God, we have ears but have not heard. Open up our eyes and ears. Please ease my friends' doubts and fears. Won't you please be merciful, oh God?